I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. This is the St. Louis Fringe Festival's second season, 30 acts performing over 5 days, featuring all types of performance, from theater to vaudeville to poetry, dance, instrumental music, you name it, even clowning. We're going to have more on that coming up. Well, this is the third season for the Missouri Chamber Music Festival. It will be held next week in Webster Groves. Please welcome co-directors Scott Andrews and Nina Ferrigno. Hi, and welcome back to both of you.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Thanks.
Congratulations on your third year.
Thank you.
And I think, and I read somewhere, Nina, I think this was attributed to you, that the festival had exceeded your expectations. I'm wondering how so?
Well, this is a very ambitious season for us this year. We have we see the culmination of a lot of hard work in our very first commissioned work for the festival. So we're giving a world premiere of a new piece for piano trio written by Amy Beth Kirsten. And that's on the same concert as our Stravinsky Soldier's Tale, which is featuring David Robertson narrating, and we have dancers. So it's really just all coming together beautifully, but it's a big production for our little festival.
And what do you attribute to success to, Scott? You know, a lot of these festivals sort of come and go.
Well, we hope to come and stay.
Right. I think you have.
I think the key to our success is just the quality of the concerts that we try to put on. We've seen a steady growth from year to year. In this third year, we have a big expansion in these extra collaborations now. We're collaborating with artists like Nina said, David Robertson, and the Missouri Ballet Theater, which is a young dance company here in town. They started in 2009. Adam Sage is the artistic director there, and he has danced and choreographed all over the world, and he decided to come and start a company here in St. Louis, and we're just very excited to be able to work with other young groups and kind of help expand the message of the performing arts here.
Right, and it's not just some of our talented local musicians, but you bring in some great people too.
Absolutely. We have some returning artists, Maria Schleuning from Dallas, as well as Catherine French and Jennifer Luck, who are my colleagues in the Calyx Piano Trio, and they'll be coming back from Boston. But we're also really proud to be welcoming James Somerville, who's the principal horn of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, but he also conducts and is the music director of the Hamilton Symphony in Canada, and he'll be conducting L'Histoire, as well as performing in the Schubert Octet. And Hugh Hinton, who's a remarkable pianist from Boston, will be coming, and I'm sure I'm...
Yeah, we have bassoonist Sean Mauser coming from the Los Angeles Philharmonic, mm-hmm. and of course Amy Beth Kirsten, who is originally from Missouri and was several years ago the composer laureate here in the state of Missouri, and she'll be coming back to premiere her work.
Uh-huh. Well, this year's festival, you're featuring not exclusively, but you're particularly focusing in on the music of Schubert and Stravinsky.
Mm-hmm. This, of course, you can't ignore that it's the 100th anniversary of the Rite of Spring. And so this is really what started our creative programming going, because we thought, oh my goodness, it's just such a landmark work, and I can't believe it's been 100 years. So we are playing, Hugh Hinton and I will be performing The Rite of Spring on two pianos in our first concert. And it just started getting us thinking about, you know, just the rhythms and dance and how we're, all of that's very interconnected. And so that's how we launched off with focusing on Stravinsky this year.
I think you brought some things that we might be able to sample.
Yes.
That's true. I think the Schubert is a good way to start because our big middle concert on June 15th finishes with Schubert's Grand Octet in F, and this is a performance of another Grand Schubert work from our premiere season in 2011, the Schubert String Quintet in C.
Thank you. The Missouri Chamber Music Festival is next Thursday, Saturday, and Monday. We're talking with co-founders Scott Andrews and Nina Ferrigno. And, I want to say one thing, Scott. I guess you happen to be principal clarinet for the St. Louis Symphony, and must help you pull this thing together because you have access to some great people.
I do. And most notably, I think this time around, this season of the festival, we have David Robertson joining us for the festival, which we're very excited about. And
he's narrating, not conducting.
He's narrating, not conducting. And we tapped into his love
because he's done
theatrical.
That before. Yeah,
he has.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, theater is a big love of his, and he's a very dramatic speaker and really an actor in so many ways. And so he was excited about the possibility of coming in and narrating this with us and not picking up his baton this time around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
a great way for us to explore chamber music with David Robertson.
Right.
You know, so having him in this role really brings forth that collaborative essence.
And in addition to David's participation and the people that we bring in from out of town, we're also using a lot of local musicians. We have Tom Drake on trumpet and Vanessa Freilich on trombone. Will James, our principal percussionist, is playing on that concert. We're using Ju Young Kong and Shannon Farrell Williams from the string section of the symphony, and it's going to be a great collaboration this time around.
So, Scott, that connection with the symphony helps you. And Nina, you and Scott have a connection that probably works to your benefit.
Would you be talking about our marriage?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. This is yes. Yes. Yes, and that's we're great partners in everything, I would say. And we even very recently we got a new puppy. So this is
Oh, congratulations.
So yes. We're even exploring the pet ownership partnership.
Name and breed if known.
Yes, his name is Sammy, and he is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Sammy. Mm-hmm. I would have thought you'd named it after, you know, some classical musician or something.
Well, we would have, but the name came with the dog, and our daughter wouldn't let us change it.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, you referred to it. Let's talk a little more specifically about these three musical events. Now, usually you're always at First Congregational Church of Webster Groves, and you will be for the first two on Thursday and Saturday.
Yes.
The third location's a new one, but it's still in Webster. So why don't we begin with Thursday? That'd be next Thursday, June 13th. That's Sweet Spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, this concert, we like to do this sort of late afternoon, early evening taste of a chamber music concert. And so that's what our Sweet Spring is. It begins at 5 o'clock, and it's about an hour. And we're using, again, we have the two pieces of Stravinsky. We have Rite of Spring for two pianos. But what precedes that is Suite Italienne for violin and piano that Stravinsky wrote, I believe, it's during his neoclassic period. And the core piece is the Pergolesi dance suite.
It's excerpted from his ballet Pulcinella, which is based on the music of Pergolesi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And right before that, we're giving a nod to that era with the Purcell Sonata No. 9 for two violins and piano. Would not normally have been done on piano. It's not predates the modern instrument, but that's what we're doing.
Then on Saturday the 15th, it's Serenade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Serenade is that's a nod to the piece that's in the middle of the program, which is by Carl Nielsen, and it's his Serenade in Vain, which is a cute, short little piece about five guys who try desperately to get the maiden to come to the window by serenading her, but she never comes. And
a lot of low instruments in there.
And that's sandwiched between two great works of Schubert, his Fantasia for piano four hands, and then finally his octet.
Then we conclude on Monday, June 17th, and this is the new location at the Webster University Community Music School. That's right next to Loretta Hilton, right?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yep, at their concert.
And that'll be Monday the 17th, and this is the one involving David Robertson and the dance company.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes it is, and that's why we needed a bigger theater for it, so we have a large stage for the dancers.
The Soldier's Tale.
The Soldier's Tale, and we have different aspects of lighting and production that will be going on for that, which expand what we normally produce.
And that's Stravinsky.
Stravinsky, The Soldier's Tale, and that's with David Robertson, the Missouri Ballet Theater. And we're also premiering our world premiere commissioned work by Amy Beth Kirsten for the Calyx Piano Trio.
May we hear some of that?
because it's a world premiere Amy Beth's piece, we don't have a recording of it, but we do have a little bit of The Soldier's Tale to play.
The 2013 Missouri Chamber Music Festival opens Thursday, June 13th. Also, performance, that's with a spring, Sweet Spring. Then, I've got that right?
Yes.
Then, Saturday, June 15th at Serenade, and on Monday, June 17th, The Soldier's Tale. If you'd like more information about this event, this festival, please go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Chamber Music Festival's website. And are you thinking about next year yet?
We are thinking about next year. It's in the very beginning stages, so we don't yet have the programs fully fleshed out, but we're working on some exciting large string programs for next year, which is going to be, I think, very lush and romantic.
And I might mention that part of the music festival, in addition to things we've talked about, involves a program that's going on right now. I guess it started yesterday and goes for the next couple of days. And that's your Pro-Am Intensive, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a program for adult amateur chamber musicians. And we take residence over at Webster University in the Community Music School building. And it's just chamber music, coachings, and readings. And it finishes with a performance on Sunday afternoon for our participants. Mm-hmm.
That's Nina Ferrigno. She and Scott Andrews are co-directors of the Missouri Chamber Music Festival, which third festival season opens next Thursday. So we hope people go to our website and attend and have a great time. We always look forward to seeing you. Thanks for being here, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Coming up next, it's back for its second year, the St. Louis French Festival. This is St. Louis Public Radio.